Welcome to Strong Heart Awakening. We teach you the classy and sassy way of attracting high caliber relationships into your life. I'm Jenny White, psychological therapist and relationship coach, founder of strongheartawakening.com and my program, the Strong Heart Awakening Academy, which is a school of high caliber relationships, standards, and boundaries. Let's go. Hi, lovely people. Thank you for joining. This is another Strong Heart Awakening episode. And this episode is especially for my listeners who are singles and wonder what the heck happened that they're still single. So you think, why am I still single? Why are my friends having partners? I'm not a bad person. I'm not a bad looking person. I'm a kind person. I'm out and about and I can't find somebody who wants to build a relationship with me and wants to enter a relationship with me. So today we talk about the four reasons why you might still be single. And I know there are probably more than four reasons why somebody is maybe still single, but these are mainly the four reasons I come across during my coaching sessions as a relationship coach when people seek my services and my help. And so I want to share them with you today so you can actually adapt, change, think about it, ponder about it, but be aware, of course, there are definitely more than four reasons, but they are the main four reasons I come across today. So the first one would be you are either too picky or not picky enough. And then people say, okay, what? That's two ends of a scale. So that's like the opposite, isn't it? So too picky. How can you be too picky? You can be too picky if you had really bad experiences with relationships, or maybe you even witnessed really bad experience of a relationship in a friend, or you had maybe a really bad dating experience, and all of a sudden you are fine filtering red flags. So nobody actually can hit your standards, so they can do something really minor as a minute red flag becomes massive. And you don't give those people a chance. You are not even going on a second date. You might even leave the first date. And your person probably are going on a date. They will think, oh, heck, what have I done wrong? Right? But that can happen. It can happen to you also on the opposite, that somebody is, you know, nitpicking what you are doing wrong, what they don't like. And it can be the sign of an avoidant attachment style, because we might not feel secure when we love somebody. And that could come and stem from childhood, that can just stem from a recent experience. What I say to people, if they are too picky, if nobody can hit your standards at all, it might be that you are nitpicking and that you are really seeing red flags everywhere. And what I usually then advise is start journaling. In certain cases, start seeing a relationship coach and work with them on that, right? To identify what is it? Is it really maybe trauma? Is that a fact you went through? Or is that something you just created in your brain that you feel like you have to do this to find the ideal partner? So it's like really, it can happen to all of us, right? So I would say if you're always too picky, chillax, take time for yourself, start to journal and start to identify why that is. When did that start that you become so picky? Were you always very, very picky? Or have you gone through a trauma you haven't digested? So the other end of the scale would be you're not picky enough. So you are going on dates with people you shouldn't. You know that at the beginning. You might have become so desperate that you are now out and about with anybody. Not everybody should get a date from us, right? And sometimes we do this because we might feel sorry for those people who ask us out, and we think, oh, we have nothing better to do, so let's go out. But we know that there is no chance that we will enter a relationship with them. Or we are so desperate that we choose anybody. And often those dates either end in the way that we are also totally turned off of this person and then wonder why we are attracting such weird people, right? Or we are entering a short-term relationship with them and it's not working out. So you have maybe no standards, or you think you compromise now your standards in a relationship because you think maybe you are too picky. So you are the opposite of the other person. And now you lowered your standards so severely that you go out with anybody to just, it's like literally throwing spaghetti at the wall and see what sticks. And often people get really exhausted when they do this, because you will find then more often a person that doesn't resonate with you. Then you create very often the mindset of there's nobody out who is good enough, or there's nobody out who really wants to have a relationship with me, whereas you have not actually been picky enough to say, no, look, this is never working, right? So it's really, really interesting. People do that. So that might be the case. So number two, let's move on to number two. I can't highlight that enough. Ladies and gentlemen, strong hearts. When you are going on a date and you go on your first date, people always have the idea that they have to go out in an evening, dress up to the guns, go into a restaurant, sit in front of each other eating something. You might not even know the restaurant. You don't even want to eat because you were nervous. And now you're sitting in front of each other, staring at each other and don't even know each other. You feel you can't actually eat because you're nervous. You feel like something's sticking in your teeth. Maybe some of your beautiful souls get so nervous that they drink too much, right? That can happen because they're so nervous, they're sipping away at their glass of wine. And because you can't eat enough, you get tipsy. And number two is actually feeling awkward or displaying discomfort on a first date. And lots of people do this because they choose a location that makes them awkward. If you don't know somebody, if you have not met them ever before, if that is not like a workmate or somebody you met through friends or anything like that, and you know them already, and in the evening, people make whole dates out of a date. They create whole dates. I even heard about people who said, oh, let's just travel to a totally different location and book a bed and breakfast. That's the worst you can ever do with somebody you haven't met in person yet. Don't do it. You might feel awkward because you haven't met in person, right? So people do this because that's what we think is the right thing to do. You go on a date, that means you have to go out for food. Or you have to go out in the evening. So my recommendation here is do something you feel comfortable with. Do something where you don't have to dress up completely, like you feel like dressing up to the guns, right? Because it's like a high-end blah, blah restaurant. Somebody wants to show that they spend lots of money on you, that they have no problem to spend money on you, right? It's like rather meet maybe for lunch somewhere. I say, oh, let's grab a coffee and a nice coffee shop and just like have a quick chat and make it like an hour, right? Because not a whole day or a whole evening if you haven't met before a first date, that might be like you might be awkward and you might not be that awkward person, but the situation and the location makes you awkward. So do something where you feel safe, where you feel happy, where you necessarily don't have to spend hours and hours, because if sparks are not flying, if you dislike each other, that becomes so uncomfortable. Don't. Honestly, I can't recommend that enough. Do something you like. The same thing is with people who say, oh yeah, I like hiking, let's do hiking. And you might not like hiking, but you want to not lose out on that date. And you said, yes, I like that too. And that's brilliant. And where do we go? And this person books then a hiking trip or hiking day or whatever. And you absolutely hate it. Do not fake any interest you don't have. Be honest with this person and say, hey, look, I'm not a good hiker, but don't mind maybe to go out in nature and see, maybe go, I don't know, go to the zoo or something. And it's really important that you stay true to yourself. So people do that too. And then they come across awkward, and they're actually not awkward. They just feel awkward because they feel discomfort in the situation they have been put in. First date is anyway sometimes uncomfortable, right? So do something on a date that's fun. I totally agree if you, for example, like certain sports. And I know at this particular moment, we record that episode during a pandemic. But I like going out on sport events, festivals. You can do that. Any music stuff or anything like that is fun too. You can go to a concert or something and maybe grabbing a couple of drinks afterwards. And anything like that, I think it's easier. And don't feel too shy if you maybe even say, hey, look, I go down the bar and watch a band I really like. Why are you not coming? What are you doing, you know, on that day? And they might come with their friends. So you have like an easy way to get to know each other. So something where you have fun, where you can laugh, feeling relaxed, something like that, I really, really like. Got it? Great. So let's move on to number three. Number three is using dating apps in a wrong way. Lovely, strong hearts. I know we're in the 21st century. When I grew up, there were no dating apps. I'm that old. I know. There were no dating apps. But I understand people use them. I'm not necessarily a super big fan, but use them. Why not? But use them in a correct way. So here's what usually happens. People go onto the free version of a dating app. And there's a lot of things are out there. A lot of people are out there fishing either for relationships or just a fling, right? So my first advice is do not go for the free version only. Filter out already all these people who don't really necessarily want to have a committed relationship by using the paid version. Of course, there's no guarantee that there are not people on there who might, you know, not want to have a committed relationship, but just want to have a fling. But it will filter some of those people out. Go for the paid version and go for the highest paid version you can afford, right? On top of it, filter those people out who are only contacting you and saying, oh, you look beautiful. They only give you like compliments on your appearance, and they become very quickly, you know, physical, and like they say maybe you are sexy or you are very, very attractive. This is like such a lame way to get into somebody's inbox. You shouldn't be interested in them. And do you know what? I know a lot of people who still write back because they are maybe just went through a breakup. And I know some of my friends did that. They went through a breakup and they needed an ego booster, and they chatted away with those people. It's a waste of space. They write probably to hundreds or hundreds, maybe too much if they even make the effort. They write to a lot of other people too. And that happens to women and men. So if somebody only looks at you, and that's the reason why they are contacting you, and they don't know anything in your profile, no, not interested. And you can actually stand out also when you are interested in somebody else. Do not contact them because they have such a nice appearance. Because these days with filters and everything like that, might not be that person, right? Or there are catfishes out there, might not even be the person they are displaying. So honestly, go through the profiles and have a look if you really are interested in this person. What do they write on their profile? What's their bio, or, you know, what do they like? Can you relate to them? And write to them and pick something out. Usually some other people wouldn't. Maybe they say, oh, I love dancing and I like a certain, I don't know, I like salsa dancing. I do this every, I don't know, weekend or something like that. Or anything in regards to their hobbies or anything other people would not normally pick. So it's really important that we are picky in that way, right? So be picky in that way. And it's just one of those things, right? People are just seeing the appearance and off we go. And often people chat for months. They're not even going onto the phone with them. Didn't even hear their voice. My recommendation is give them a week and say, hey, I have so much fun. Let's talk. Let's be on the phone. Let's call each other or do a Zoom call or something like a video chat. Do that, right? So it's really, really important that you understand that chatting in a chat box, great. Messenger, okay. But after a week, really, you should either have them on the phone talking to each other via voice message or voicemail, or even really proper an audio call where you not only send each other voice messages, but where you talk to each other, right? To get to know each other, because too many people hang in the messengers and they are actually not moving forward with it. It's then just an ego booster again. It's nice to have messages. Filter those people out and don't be afraid to say, if they say, oh, I don't have time, or no, let's chat like this. Filter them out and say, look, I'm looking really for somebody who wants to enter a relationship with me. And I'm really, how I build relationships is actually to get to know this person, not only via texting, because texting is boring, right? Don't be scared to say that. And yeah, that's my advice. So a lot of people actually are not picky enough in that way. I have to say that. So go for the paid version, get them on the phone ASAP. Definitely also get them on a video call. So you know, is it really this person, or is it like a filtered version, or is it maybe not even the person, to really make sure, because you're wasting time. It's your life. A week is okay, but forward texting, messaging, no. And definitely meet up. I forgot that. Meet up. And I know, again, we are recording that during a pandemic. Meeting up might be difficult, but meet up. If you have somebody who's super far away and long distance, that can become a problem. People these days in the 21st century, they now lead relationships where they never, ever met in person. Mind-blowing, right? Do not waste your time on a relationship where you know that you will never, ever be able to meet each other. And it might be the right person. You feel like, oh, if I would have more money. It's not, because you can't see each other, right? So it's like, move forward. And now, ta-da, number four. Underestimating or overestimating our physical appearance. And I get a lot of backlash when I say that. Especially when I say underestimating. So underestimating physical appearance is important. And that's how we get attracted to each other, and we are open then to maybe talk to each other. Right? So if we are physically not attracted to a person, there might be a chance that we, you know, get them to know and we fall in love with their mindset or anything like that. But what I mean with underestimating physical appearance is the following. When you are out on a date, or even on a Zoom call or anything like that, on a video call with somebody or anything like that, make an effort. You don't have to, again, you don't have to dress up to the guns and put lots of layers of makeup on their ladies or gents. And it's just like looking after ourselves is important. It's a sign of health. It's a sign of that you care. Yeah, it's not only a sign of physical health, but it's also a sign of mental health. So it's really making sure that we, you know, if you go on a physical date, for example, don't go there in your leisure pants, you know, and not, you know, hardly, you know, getting your hair in a way that it looks neat, right? So it's really, really important that you absolutely look after yourself, right? That you look classy, that you don't smell of body odor, mixing words up here, of BO, right? We don't want that. And I can understand that people say it's not everything. Of course, that we come to overestimation of physical appearance. Ladies, you know, when we are displaying all our assets, and you might look absolutely amazing, drop dead gorgeous, and also gents, ladies and gentlemen, when we are only trying to get people to commit to us in a relationship through physical appearance because we look so amazing, you might look absolutely ripped, absolutely buffed, great, be healthy, but don't look tarty. And think, okay, so I got their attention because we sent out the wrong signals. And then very likely, you know, some people, it's actually a turnoff for some people. So when they see you and you are dressed really, really tarty or slutty, that might be an absolutely turnoff, and you might lose somebody who would be actually an ideal partner for you. Stay classy, you know, make an effort, put your favorite perfume on, don't do too much. And don't do too less. Really important. And just look after yourself. And really be honest with yourself. And sometimes, and then now when people are depressed, for example, they either lose a lot of weight or put a lot of weight on. It's really looking after ourselves. Self-care and self-love shows also in our appearance. It does. So make the best out of it. Make the best out of what you have. And that doesn't mean that we have to go now over the top and displaying certain assets so somebody gets sexually attracted to us. That's not a card I would play. And that's maybe the reason why you get relationships, but they don't stick. They are only after, you know, a fling and because you look so great. And you want also that they get you to know, right? So underestimation, yes, please make shower, dress up, look after your hair, wear clean clothes. Ladies, definitely put some makeup on. You know, it doesn't have to be too much, but look after yourself and you feel better too, right? And often people say to me, but Jenny, I want that they know me and that's the real me. And if I'm a mess, I'm a mess. And if they don't love me, so what? They don't know you yet. Of course, when we know each other a lot longer, we may be not always looking dressed up to the guns, or when we get sick, we don't look very beautiful with a snotty nose or something. I'm not saying that this is everything, but make an effort. If somebody goes on a date with me and makes no effort whatsoever, I feel like, oh, okay, so they might not be interested in me. You send out wrong signals too. Got it? I hope you got that. So I love you so much. And I hope that was helpful. And of course, if you want to learn more, if you say, Jen, I need to really mix with people who got my back, who remind me of this. I want to really work a little bit closer on my skill set. I have actually a free Facebook group where you can just join, where I broadcast also weekly. and where you can ask questions. And it's a brilliant community. It's called Strong Heart Awakening, Transform Your Relationships. And that's a group on Facebook. Join. And I would love to have you there. And I run also free workshops on there to really hone down on the foundation of high caliber relationships and how you attract them. So hope to see you very soon. If you love our Strong Heart Awakening podcast and you got any value out of it, could we ask you for a favor? Please subscribe to our podcast and leave us a review. That would mean so much to us and would help us to reach even more beautiful souls. We totally appreciate you and wish you the most amazing day wherever you are in this world. TTFN. Ta-ta for now.